Hiking. Stargazing.
Kayaking.
Fishing.
Adventure.
Adventure. Welcome to the ABCD Adventures
Podcast.
Hey guys, I'm Chris, and this is my lovely wife, Brittany.
Hello.
We take our girls, Amelia and Daphne, on adventures through the U.S., through the national parks, the Texas state parks, or anywhere Brittany and I, sometimes me, think would be fun.
Usually me.
This podcast is about the lessons we learned during our experiences and our plans for future trips. Welcome to the ABCD Adventures Podcast. So, welcome everybody. We've taken a short 2-month break.
Hiatus.
Because we had a lot of family trips going on because of Thanksgiving and Christmas. And just been super busy.
Birthday.
Yeah, Brittany's birthday in there. And then we went to San Antonio for your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And so we haven't had an episode since November 1st. Our last episode was a Halloween episode. So we were a little hyped up from sugar.
Stuck on the sugar.
At that trip. Or that episode. So I'm glad everybody's here. Our first thing that we want to talk about tonight is our adventure feature of the week. Just a quick reminder that the adventure feature is a recipe, an animal, a hiking trail or a kayaking trail, a park, a campsite, or some sort of activity that we did with the kids that we think is worth mentioning, even though we may not spend a whole episode talking about it. So for this week, we're talking about Virginia Cascades, or specifically the area of Yellowstone National Park that the Virginia Cascades is a part of. And it is a part of that, and I should have looked it up before we started. What river was that?
Madison.
Was not the Madison.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. Brittany will look it up. Virginia Cascades. And or Virginia Meadows, Yellowstone National Park. And so it is a loop trail that you can take on your car. And it is a one-way street, one-way road. And you can, there are...
The Gibbon River.
Oh, the Gibbons River. Yeah, the Gibbon River. And there is a... the Gibbon River, it follows the entire of the middle section of the figure eight of the Yellowstone National Park. So it is really easy to find this place. But it is, you know, you have the Virginia Cascades, but then if you follow the river a little bit further upriver, you follow the road a little bit further upriver, there are plenty of places to stop and picnic. Mm-hmm. There are places to fish. There's a place called Virginia Meadows, which is beautiful, beautiful open area in the middle of the woods, in the middle of a mountainous area. And it's out of sight. I mean, lots of people turn and they'll drive by it, but very few people stop. And we took the advantage because the Gibbon River is down to a very small stream at this point, and it's very beautiful. When I say it's a very small stream, maybe 3 feet across at one point, but it's still deep enough for brook trout to be in there. and the meadow that is the Virginia Meadows is big enough where a moose could hide, or elk, or a grizzly bear, if you're not careful enough. So it is still adventurous, but it's still really close to the road. And fun.
You don't have to do a big hike to get to where you need to go and what you want to do.
No, you don't have to do a big hike at all. And the water is great for fishing.
Like, when we went to that one area, me, you, and your dad went, and the girls just stayed in the car.
Yeah.
They were Daphne was sleeping. Your mom didn't feel like getting out. Amelia didn't feel like getting out since your mom wasn't. And so...
Yeah, we had just the three of us.
They were able to watch us from the road.
Yeah, it's not very far. And there's lots of loops like that in every national park. But this is just a really special one for me. So And I really enjoyed it.
Especially since you didn't get to go to Lamar Valley.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that is our adventure feature of the week. Let's now do our joke. Do you want to do the joke?
You do the joke.
All right. So why do trees have so many friends?
See, I would think trees wouldn't have a lot of friends because they always leave.
Just say why.
I was holding on to that one when you told me you were going to tell it, though. Okay, so why do trees have so many friends?
Trees have so many friends because they branch out.
But they leave.
But they don't. Okay. So why don't you give us the answer, our last trivia question.
Our last trivia question. Since it was Halloween, we did a spooky trivia question.
Nerd.
Which is, what national park has the most missing persons? And it was the Yosemite National Park has the most missing persons. I heard on one of the shows I was watching recently, I think it was NCIS, one of the NCISs, that over like 67,000 people go missing in national parks every year or something like that.
No, they don't. That's the total number ever.
Okay, well, we're going to have to, that's going to have to be a trivia question then. Because, yeah.
That's the total ever. It's like 3,000 total.
Okay. Okay. They could have said, but it was still so TV.
Yeah, they would shut down the national parks if 67,000 people went missing every year in national parks.
So, that's not our trivia question, but that may be next week. Mm-hmm. Despite its name, a four-season tent is generally used in which season of the year? I'd never even heard of a four-season tent until today, but
if you have your answer. If you have an answer, please email us at abcdadventures2021@gmail.com or direct message us through our Instagram at abcdadventures or TikTok or Facebook, anywhere in our socials. So anyways, well, let's take a quick break.
No,
we still have one more thing. All right, sorry. Not used to it.
So for our next trip, we are planning to go to Mission Tejas. We actually aren't going to be going anywhere until the end of February. We were going to try to hit up Tyler State Park Martin Luther King weekend, but due to family things and just...
illness. Yeah. Christmas illness.
Just doing time with family, we just decided let's stay home. And so we just kind of decided to spend the month of January at home. And we'll talk a little bit more about that in our future discussion. But we're not going to bring the kayaks with it being cold. And we're just going to really focus on just the camping and the hiking. We're bringing some friends are coming with us, hopefully. And so our friends Anna and Abra, we've had them on before. And so hopefully they will be able to make it. And we will get to just have a really good time. We haven't been since
August. November?
No.
Been camping?
August.
No, we went in September.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did. We went to Camp Thimbo.
Oh, that's right. We haven't been since October. That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. So we haven't been since October. So looking forward to it. So that's our next one.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. Is that right?
Yes.
All right. We're going to take a quick break and we'll talk about our podcast feature, our words of the year. All right, guys, we're back. We're going to start with our podcast feature, which is either an adventure, a story, a memory of some sort, or an interview. Usually they're interview adventure stories or, memories at this point. So, our feature discussion is about our words of the year. So, Britt, will you explain the words of the year and where? Don't go into detail about what ours are yet, but explain where we got the idea.
So, the reason I wanted to do this feature discussion is, it's our first podcast of 2023. We're still in season two. We do our seasons from August
school years.
August to July, and so I. But I wanted to do something special to start off 2023. So that's why I asked Chris if he would humor me on this. So the words of the year, you know, a lot of people make resolutions. And, you know, we go off of our resolutions and we make them. And by the end of January, middle of February, we've broken our resolutions, right? And so I got this from a friend of mine. And we just kind of started talking about, like, what the word of the year was. And it was funny because we had talked about it. And I had kind of had, a word, so I'd had a friend that her son and some of his friends had done it, and they'd kind of done it a little bit as a joke. And that same year, another friend of mine, we did it. And then the following year we did it at school. And so it just kind of became this, okay, well, I want to start just making it a habit in my life. Mm-hmm. And if I make it a habit in my life, I want to bring my family into it. Mm-hmm. And so we would do, we would sit down and we would think, okay, what do we want to say? What do we want to do? Mm-hmm. I make Chris, get his approved by me now before he's allowed to, because, 1 year his word of the year was home. And that was the year of quarantine. And so I think I kind of blame him for it. So, because his goal was, I want to be home more. Mm. And we were home a lot that year.
Not really.
And so, we bought a home that year. But I mean, that's just, the word is, what do you want to focus your year around? Daphne's word of the year for 2 years was panties, because our focus was getting her in panties.
Mm-hmm. It kind of worked.
Yeah. Amelia's has been growth. Mine has been save. Chris's has been green. Mm-hmm.
I don't know the one that was good.
Like mine last year was consistent. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like I followed that one very well. I was not consistent with my consistent.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted something different that I, but yeah, it's just, instead of making a resolution, it's just, it's a word that we go, okay, we're gonna try to live out this word.
Let's go through ours last year. What was Daphne's last year?
I don't remember. I don't remember the girls.
But yours was consistent.
Mm-hmm.
So explain consistent. How did you want to be consistent?
I just wanted to be consistent in all of my actions. I wanted to be consistent in showing up for people. I wanted to be consistent in sticking with my word. I know I can sometimes be a little flighty.
If you say you're going to do something, you want to stick to it.
Yes. Yeah. And that was kind of my thing, is I said, if I say I'm going to go out with friends, I want to do it. If I say I'm going to get this thing, get the house cleaned by the end of the day. I wanted to be consistent and make consistent plans. And I feel like I did it in some ways, but I didn't in others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so.
So my word last year was green.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, be green, mindful of our money, be outside in the green. And then for me, like, it, as a teacher, we have a thing like, keep your mind in the green, like green as in good, instead of going red. And so I just really wanted to try to keep my temper and my temperament at the green level last year. And I guess also eat more green.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was part of it, because it's good for me. So let's talk about our words for this year. So Daphne's the word this year is what?
Hers is, and this was actually the first year that we really just let the girls pick their own.
Yeah.
Usually we kind of coach them on it. I did coach Amelia a little bit.
Because she tries to be like too much. She tries to be an adult about it.
But Daphne's was smart. And I asked her, I said, okay, what? Why do you want to be, why smart? And she said, because I want to get more smarter. And I said, okay, you want to be smarter? She goes, yes. And Daphne also has been getting in trouble in class. And so I was like, you know what? You probably also need to make some smart choices, right? Like, you need to make smarter choices at home by picking up after yourself and not getting in trouble. You mean make smarter choices at school. And you need to grow and learn more and become smarter in school. And so that was her word is smart. And I also reached out to her teacher and said, you know, please use this with her in how she does it. And so, you know, I, of course, in tying into the podcast theme, also feel like the smart is just, again, the smart choices, which, I mean, our girls are pretty good about making the smart choices, not knowing, you know, don't go into the tall grass, don't do this, don't do that. Mm-hmm. But I think it just, the smart really for Daphne is just making those smart choices. When we're, you know, when we're out camping, we'll say, and she, if she does something, you know, we'll try to remind ourselves to say, are you being smart? Are you making mm-hmm. a smart choice? And so it's something that we can utilize to kind of help her
regulate
mm-hmm,
and herself.
Grow. Yeah.
So, and she's almost six, as she'll remind us so often.
Mind you, her birthday's in June.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So almost six, as in 6 months away. It's not even the 14th yet, right? So tomorrow's the 9th, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Tomorrow's Anna's birthday, don't forget.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll jump right on that. Happy birthday, Anna. I see I covered it.
Because
this comes out tomorrow or Tuesday. There you go. So smart. And what is Amelia's word?
Amelia's is skills. I don't remember the word she had, but it was really random. And it felt really complicated. And so I kind of asked her. And I think it was something like more or learn or something like that. And I was like, okay, so why that word?
It's way too broad.
Yeah. And when I was like, why that word? And she was like, well, because I want to get better at dance and I want to better. That's what the word was, better. Her mm-hmm. word was better. And if you know Amelia, she's she is kind of getting a preteen attitude, but overall mm-hmm. she's about as good as they come. And so I was like, how can you be better? I was like, okay, so say, what do you mean better? And she goes, well, I want to learn more at school. Like I want to get better at school and learning more and being successful on STAR. And I want to get better and I want to learn more mm-hmm. At dance, and I want to get better and I want to read more scriptures and things at church. And I said, so you want to gain new skills? And she said, yes. Or she even said that at dance. I want to get better skills at dance. I want to get better skills at school is what she said. She said better skills at school, better skills at dance. And then she says, and I want to get better at doing scripture. And I said, so you want to learn more skills.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, yes, I do. And I said, so why isn't your word then skills? Because that means like that covers, you know, it kind of narrows in that better, and you can still better yourself and get better skills with skills. And so, and actually she has owned it, because like one of her teachers, they had to come up with something. Let me see.
It was a resolution.
I don't know if it was a resolution. They had to do some sort of activity. Yeah. A goal for the year. Let me see. Cause I emailed all their teachers and I said, hey, these are their words of the year. I just want you to know. So if you want to use it with them, you know, you are welcome to. And her teacher said they did a New Year activity where they chose a focus word and Amelia's was skills. Mm-hmm. And so I'm really happy that she's using it and mm-hmm. that she's taking ownership of that. You know, cause she is 10 and she's getting to the age where she does need to, take some more of that ownership and leadership. And she's, you know, she is, she's working on doing her hair more by herself, working on getting herself up. Mm-hmm. And then as far as skills go, the more we travel, the more we go on these adventures, the more she is going to learn, the more she is going to grow. You know, there's going to be times where we ask her to do things that we, you know, each trip we ask her to do more.
Mm-hmm.
Than we did.
And going back to the spiritual side of it, like that was literally the sermon. I mean, y'all, we're recording this on Sunday. So that was at you know, what is this? 9:30 at night almost. So, you know, kind of reflecting back, you know, when I went upstairs to tuck her in, when you were reading with Daphne, which good job on that. And you read their good book.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, if y'all have not read the dinosaur books. Oh my gosh. What
I miss them.
Yeah.
We never.
It's like how does a dinosaur say goodnight?
We didn't do good with Daphne reading her the dinosaur books. Yeah,
but it's like how does a dinosaur say goodnight? How does a dinosaur clean their room? It is possibly one of the best book series for any child that you could possibly get. But especially if they like dinosaurs. I walked in with Amelia and she picked a book. One of her books, which are more like graphic novels now, but you know what, I'll take it. And I said, you pick a book and you sit down and read. So she read to me and we practiced. And she does good about guessing words. Not guessing words. It's sight reading is what it comes down to. And so she'll see probably, and she'll say possibly. That's just because she sees the first letter and makes an assumption. But I sat down with her, and this morning at church, our preacher made a statement about, like, we need to pray more, be better about praying. And I often worry about, as a father to two girls who, and lots of churches, women are told not that they're not allowed to be leaders and to pray. And it ends up, in reality, women in a lot of ways are the leaders, and they're the ones that are praying for the fathers and their children to do well. And Amelia does prayer, but she'll do these like flamboyant prayers, and she'll pray for the world. She'll pray for the president. And I'm like, we need to practice just praying for what's around us. So I sat down, and I'm not great about prayer, but I sat down with her and I prayed for my family. Thank you. Blessings for my family. Thank you for this. Thank you for that. And that goes back to my word, which we'll get back to a minute on all that. But just trying to teach her that skill. And I said, now do a prayer like mine, close to mine, and let's keep it close. And she tried. But that is definitely a skill that everybody needs to be better at. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. So what about your word?
My word this year was present. And it kind of...
You're giving everybody presents?
No, it's because I am the present. No, it kind of piggybacks a little bit off of my word last year, but in a different way. And it, I don't know, it just kept coming up to me and coming in my head. And like, because I usually always kind of... What?
Nothing.
What was that face for?
Just keep going.
No, tell me.
No. Keep moving.
Tell your story. Is it because I'm playing a game while
yes.
we're doing this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Not exactly present.
And so, okay, fine. I'll stop playing my game. my ADHD. Hence why I want to be more present. Like, I'll come home and I'll do dishes and I'll cook and I'll clean and stuff, but I'll be watching my show. And I'll just send the girls upstairs because I want to do my thing. And I am like, no, I want to be more present. I want to be more present for them. I want them to talk to me. Because Amelia's getting to an age where, you know, she has a quote-unquote little boyfriend, which, whatever, she doesn't have a boyfriend, but she says she does.
And they break up every week.
Right.
Every day.
And so, but I want her to know that, like, I'm here. like, we had a friend who, he lives, you know, 10 minutes down the road, and we never see him. And like, we went and hung out with him the other night, and I'm like, why are we not around each other more? Like, I want to be present in people's lives. Mm-hmm. I've tried texting people, that I don't get to talk to that I don't talk to as often as I should, that I haven't talked to in a while. You know, when I just want to be more present, like my, so, you know, I'm a middle school counselor, and our school, we have this amazingly awesome new facility, new building. And I have an amazing office with an awesome secretary, and me and my co-counselor are right down there. And we, you know, we love what we do and we love our school. But one thing that both frustrates both her and me is that we kind of feel like we're disconnected from our students. It's been great. Like I said, we have an awesome secretary because, you know, me and my co-counselor have been advocating for that for ourselves for so long. And so we got this one thing we really wanted, and now, but unfortunately we're farther away from our students. So it's hard. One of my things is that I want to be more present for my students. And I really feel like I've been doing that. Mm-hmm. I've been, the teachers were talking about just some of the issues we've been having at the school. And I was like, you know what, if I was more present in the hallway, I wouldn't solve the problems of the middle school, but I would at least show my teachers that I'm listening to them and I'm hearing what they're saying. Mm-hmm. And so that was already my word. And then hearing that they needed people to be more present, I was like, well, that was my word of the year. Why am I not doing it? And so I want to be more present. Kind of goes back to what, Ben was talking about this morning, is when I try every morning when they go to school to open up my devotional. But a lot of times when I'm doing that devotional, my brain, because of my ADHD, my brain is all over the place. And so when that is happening, I want to be present in that devotional, even if it is for 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. I just need to be present with him in that moment, focusing on that. When I'm, with my girls, I want to be present. Like today, Amelia and I, we went and got our nails done. And when we came back, we played Would You Rather. And instead of, just listening to music, and it's not, I was driving, but instead of listening to music, I sat and talked to her. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just genuinely, I worked out every day last week. And one of the days I did cardio, I asked her to join me.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, I'm trying to make this effort of just being around more.
We went fishing together last week.
We went fishing, yes.
For and lunch, we did a day date.
Today, I went and prepped all of our meals. Not all of our meals, but we're eating a lot of protein and veggies right now on this program we're on. And so I chopped up and prepped all of our veggies. So that's one less thing I have to do. And that may not seem like a big deal, but that 10 minutes I could spend, playing with them upstairs with their new toys or, outside at the fire pit with Chris. There's just little things that I just feel like I'm not always present for because I'm busy doing this, that, or the other. And so I just want to make being present in people's lives a priority.
Mm-hmm.
And then I feel like if I do that, then we were gone out of town a lot the last half from pretty much from July. I feel like we were gone from June to now. We were maybe at church maybe 7 times from the middle of June till last week.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't, I would say maybe a couple of those times were sleeping in and stuff, but I would say most of it, we were just out of town. And so I want to be, I want to make sure that I am, when I'm here, I'm here. So then when we go, I don't feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
And so I want to be here and I want to be completely committed to my life here in Crandall and my job and the people and everything. So then when we do go and we do our trips, I can be fully present in that moment and don't have to worry about
mm-hmm.
what's happening here, there, and everywhere else.
Yep.
So that's mine.
Okay. Well, my word of the year was strength. And it's multiple levels, but it's not as detailed as Brittany's, I don't think. I think for me, I want to strengthen myself spiritually a little bit more because I can openly admit that I am it's not faithful enough, but we're just, it's supposed to be my job to make sure we get up and go to church. It's supposed to be my job that we, I'm supposed to lead our family in that way. And I'm not great about it. And like I said before, I'm not great about prayer and praying for my, or at least being thankful on my own individually. And our preacher said this morning, he said, it's one thing to sit at the table and say, somebody lead the prayer or making sure our kids pray at night. but it's another thing to sit off to the side. And we used to do it every job interview. We would call each other.
Mm-hmm.
And pray. And, we haven't had a job interview for a while.
Yeah.
But
we didn't do it the last time.
We didn't do it the last time I had one. So, and I don't think it would be necessary to pray every time something. I mean, I remember from my history classes learning that the Romans would pray every time they walked through the door. So they would pray to a different God every time they walked in the kitchen, every time they walked in the bedroom. I don't think that's necessary. You know what I mean?
But it's just taking that time.
Yeah.
And strengthening yourself to where you feel comfortable being alone and being, and when you're, when you're by yourself, being willing to speak to him.
I want my girls to be able to say, at least I'm thankful that I got, my mom and dad are still praying for me. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I've done them something wrong because I don't pray for them every day. And we're lucky that we still, I think, at least I still have parents, and you have, and your parents that pray for our kids every mm-hmm. day to cover the fact that I don't, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But then also strength covers the fact that we're trying to lose weight, and 20 years of weight, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to lose my freshman 15 from college. It's going to take some work. It's going to take some habit resetting. It's going to take some strength to get that done. I'm not talking about gaining strength. I don't want to be any stronger. I don't feel like it's necessary for me to have big muscles. But I feel like it's necessary for me to live longer.
It's more of an emotional strength than a physical strength.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just the endurance
mm-hmm.
and sticking to it and being mm-hmm. strong about willpower, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. And I think the other thing is that I want to advance my career. And so really looking at my strengths as a teacher, as a leader, or as a teacher leader,
mm-hmm.
And really leading my students, my teachers that I work with, anybody else that needs help, you know, I think that really, I don't know, figuring out what my strengths are and putting it out there for them to like come and ask for questions. In my school, in the district, whatever.
Well, and I think one thing you have a hard time with is you have a hard time recognizing your strengths or I don't know what the word
underestimating myself.
Yes, you don't always see your strengths. And so I think that's why I was really happy that you went with that word is because you do have so many strengths and you have so much mm-hmm. to offer. And so I hope that using this word that you really will remember what you bring to the table.
Mm-hmm. So that's my word of the year. Hopefully we all stick to our words. If you haven't, and this is the first time, you know, maybe it's 2024. I mean, it's still pretty early in 2023. We're what, a week in?
Mm-hmm.
So if you haven't done a word, or if you've never heard about that, you didn't do a resolution because resolutions are stupid.
Didn't you just say outside you made a resolution?
What was my resolution outside? To be outside more?
No, to not, remember?
Oh, yeah. Not dread Mondays.
Yeah.
Not dread Monday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And that means doing a lot of work and putting your strengths ahead of time. Mm-hmm. Anyways. Which I'm still not dread Monday, so. take the time and think about a word that would be. And if you want to use one of ours to help you get started, go ahead.
But, bring your family into it like we have and let it be a part of what y'all do and something you do together.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's been something that's really fun for us. And I know this podcast, it's supposed to be about our adventures, but we wouldn't be able to do these adventures if we weren't the kind of family that we are.
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't be able to go off. We wouldn't be able to afford to do it if Chris didn't have the strengths he had. We wouldn't be able to go and do it if I wasn't present in the moment getting things done so we could go. We wouldn't be able to go if our girls didn't have the skills and smarts to do these things. Like, that's why I wanted to talk about this is because I think that adventures are so much more than just hopping in a car and going camping.
Mm-hmm.
And so you know, we've talked about how you can have an adventure without ever leaving your house. Mm-hmm. It's an adventure every year talking about our words and how we're going to do it. And the girls get excited about it. And we reflect on, we didn't do a good job this past year, but we have in the past reflected on them. And so I think we need to maybe sit down and write our word somewhere so we remember it mm-hmm. and we can reflect on it throughout the year. And so,
yeah. So that was our feature of the week. So our plans for our next pod check. Oh my gosh. It must be 9:30 at night. Yep. Mm-hmm. So plans for our next podcast is what, Britt?
So it will either be one of two things. We'll either be talking about Martin Creek State Park,
mm-hmm.
Or we will be talking about our spring break cruise from 2022. One of those two things will be, it just depends. The girls don't have school next Monday, so they might be able to stay up and record the cruise episode with us.
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
But if they aren't, then we will be talking about Martin Creek State Park. So one of those two exciting episodes will be being spoken about.
Yep. All right. Anything else for tonight?
That's it.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to the ABCD Adventures podcast. We hope you have enjoyed learning a little bit more about our words of the year, smarts, skills, present and strength. Don't forget to follow us on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook at ABCD Adventures. Also, email us at abcdadventures2021@gmail.com anytime with ideas, suggestions, trivia answers, trivia questions, jokes suggested.
Topics.
Yeah, anything, topics or trips, anything like that. Thank you for listening, and remember to
go where you feel most alive.
Bye.
Bye.